Yes. Amazing stuff. We had a bit of a trip there around the Middle East and then off to Central Asia. My goodness. Yeah, we started off with Hassan Ramzi, who collaborated with Led Zeppelin and Plant and Page, amongst others. And a track in there from the Planet Squeezebox, celebration of accordion music from all around the world. And a track called Yahlu. And then we had the Le Trio Jubran from Palestine, who are playing tonight at the St. James Hall, brought to you by the good folks at Caravan World Rhythms. And you can get tickets through Tickets Tonight, High Life Records and Rufus's Guitar Shop. And it starts at 8 o'clock this evening at the St. James Hall, 3214 West 10th. They have a brand new CD, it's called Majaz, and there's a track in there called Shajan. Apologies if I don't pronounce that correctly, but my Palestinian isn't, my Arabic isn't all that, you know, it's not, well, it's not my first language. It's about 11th of one, if you know what I mean. Yes, you are listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, live on the net, and you can also download podcasts later and relive all this ridiculous stuff that I'm saying. And yes, also in that set, we heard Brian Keane with the great Turkish multi-instrumentalist Omar Faruk Tekbilek from the soundtrack of the movie Suleiman the Magnificent, and a track in there called Egeli Kemisi, or Aegean Sailor. And then that last piece was Hunhur 2 from Tuva, and an album on Shanaki Records called The Orphan's Lament, and a track in there called Ekiata. That's amazing stuff, the different vocal styles in there. The gruff guy, you know, it's just like, this is pre-breakfast man, isn't it? You know, and then the overtone singing stuff's amazing, and it carries, it has to carry above the sound of hooves out there in the Gobi Desert as they go out, you know, galloping around on horseback, rounding up their whatever it is they round up on horseback. Camels, maybe? Yeah, could be. There's a good movie called The Weeping Camel. It's a good one. And what's that other movie, that one about Genghis Blues? That's right, yeah. Check that out as well. But Tuvan music, it's something else again. And it always reminds me of Andy Irvin of Patrick Street, Irish musician. And Edmonton Folk Festival 10 or 15 years ago, I don't remember exactly which year. But Andy was working on this theory that if he kept drinking, jet lag didn't happen. Very dubious theory, and I think he disproved it categorically. But it was a lot of fun for everybody else. And perhaps for him as well, but I don't think he'll remember very much about it. But I remember he was in the beer tent, and June Tabor, the revered English singer, and I were trying to persuade him to walk across the field and catch Hunhur 2 on one of the outer stages. And he'd never heard of him. He'd never heard any Tuvan music. I mean, this is a guy that brought, you know, the bouzouki from Central Europe into Ireland. You know, this is all him and Johnny Moynihan. And, you know, he's a world traveller, but he'd never heard this kind of music before. And so we managed to persuade him. So June's on one arm and I'm on the other arm. We're escorting him across the park at Edmonton. And we sat him down in front of the stage. And his jaw dropped as soon as these guys started playing because, you know, it is acoustic stringed instrument stuff, but it's pretty gobsmacking if you've never seen anything like it before, never heard anything like it before. And then, of course, when they started singing, you know, Andy's thinking, what exactly did they put in this beer anyway backstage? So, yeah, it was a memorable moment. So I'll send that one out to Andy Irvin, wherever he is. I think he's in Australia at the moment with Mosaic. But they haven't worked any Tuvan music into their repertoire yet. Okay. It's just after 9 o'clock here, 9:05 now on CITR. The weather outside, draw the curtains, go back to bed, forget about it. It's supposed to be nice later in the weekend. So, maybe have a respectable breakfast about noon. You know, you've listened to the whole show and you've got an appetite. And then this evening, if you've already got tickets for Harry Manx in North Vancouver at Capilano College Theatre, you're fine. If you don't already have tickets, you're not going to get in. So maybe try Le Trio Jubran at the St. James Hall, which I understand is also going to sell out. So, don't relax totally. And they're both going to be good shows. So, I'll be at the Harry Manx. And CBC will be recording it as well. Right, moving on. We're going to zoom across Russia, all the way from Tuva to Finland. This is Maria Kalanimi, and we're going back to that Planet Squeezebox thing. And this is a rather tasty little ditty called the Skimmings Pulse Scan. And then we're going to zip on down through Hungary to Serbia. Where are we going after that? Stay tuned and find out. This is The Edge on Folk on CITR. Where are we? Sorry, I'm just a bit confused here. I've got that Andy Irvine time warp thing is happening to me. Thank you. Yes. You can hear the soul of the departed sheep in those bagpipes, can't you? That's from the album Serbes Hrvat Nepsene, Serbian and Croatian folk music, from Vucic. It's a great name to conjure with, isn't it? Vucic. And if you're looking for that on Google, you'll have to spell it V-U-J-I-C-S-I-C-S. Vucic. And it's on Hannibal Records, a great album. And before that, we heard Marta Sebastian and Muzikas from Hungary, who also sings with Vucic on that album. There's a song called Teremtes, and that's on a double CD that came out with F-Roots magazine from England a few years back to mark their 20th anniversary. And next year will be their 30th anniversary. So work it out. But, yeah, great singer. And going back to Andy Irvine, he used to be in a band with Marta Sebastian and a whole bunch of other guys. And he said, well, no, the band just had to split up because we all fell in love with her. It was like six guys and Marta Sebastian. It's just the rooming was really a bad problem, apparently. Maria Kalaniemi for that amazing Finnish accordion player. She's one of those seven-row button accordions. And a track there called the Skimmings Polskan from the Planet Squeezebox CD. You are listening to The Edge on Folk, the Saturday Edge on CITR 101.9 FM and Cable 101.9 FM as well, and www.citr.ca carried live over the internet. My name's Steve Edge. 604-822-2487 is the number if you want to give us a call. It's about 18 minutes past 9 here on CITR. And up next, an album which just arrived at Rogue Towers this week. It's called Lumiere, and it's from the Bob Brosman Orchestra. Now, Bob Brosman is a New Yorker who now lives in Santa Cruz. He plays all these different resophonic guitars, and now he's branched out into various other string instruments as well. And he, well, as the rather unfortunate headline in F-Roots says, you know, he plays with himself on this album, so to speak. As there's like 20 of him on the album cover, all playing different instruments, and that's the way he's done it. So he's got influences from all over the world. He travels all over the world all the time. He pretty much doesn't spend any time at home. And he goes to the furthest flung outposts of traditional music and works with those musicians and brings back some ideas and releases albums from these little-known artists and little-known corners of the world. Amazing character, Bob Brosman. And his new album, Lumiere, is incredible. From it, a track here called Calypso Calalu. We will follow that with some Farah music from Brazil, from Rob Curto's Farah Farol. And they're at the Festival du Bois in a couple of weeks' time, or 3 weeks' time. Is it 2 weeks? 2 weeks' time. It's only 2 weeks away. Festival du Bois, the 19th edition thereof. And there's all kinds of accordion music, some French music from every province across the country. And stepping out into New York City and down into Rio, or actually northeastern Brazil, for some Farah music. And then we'll have some, I don't know, probably some French music of some kind, and we'll kick it off with Bob Brosman. Thank you. Yeah, that's a band called Club Car 4, and it features two of Canada's very, very best traditional musicians, particularly in the francophone world, Pierre Schreier on the fiddle and Reynald Ouellet on accordion. And they're going to be at the Festival du Bois, one of the many bands that are playing there. Say they've got bands from all across the country playing French accordion music of different styles. They've got bands from Saskatchewan. They got from Manitoba, Johnny Cajun, who we got coming next. And they're from Quebec, the Club Car 4. And it's this very interesting lineup. And Rob Curto's Fura Fura that you heard in there as well, with Estrada del Sol from the album Fura Fura. And we started that set with the Bob Brosman Orchestra, who are not going to be at the Festival du Bois. But their new album's called Lumière, and it's great. And when I say theirs, or plural, it's Bob Brosman cloned into lots of different instrumentalists. It's a really good album. I do recommend that very strongly, Lumière. I also recommend the Festival du Bois. It's 2 weeks from now at the new site in Malkin Park. And it's just near IKEA in Coquitlam, Mackin Park, Coquitlam. And festivaldubois.ca is the website, and the information number 604-936-0039. So the feature concert is on Saturday evening with Lavalade Castel from Quebec and Johnny Cajun from Winnipeg. This is Johnny Cajun with a rather odd title track called Hey Hey Ooh-wee. We will follow them with the two bands that were contenders for the Grammy, the new Grammy Award for Zydeco and Cajun music. And well, first, after Johnny Cajun, we have the band that won it, and then the band that should have won it. He says, editorially. You're listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Johnny Cajun. Not quite sure what I'm doing here, but there we go, this should work.
Two, one, two, three, four.
That is Racine Roots, and it's a band made up of Kevin Wimmer from Balfad Toujours and Steve Riley of the Mamou Playboys, and there's band members in there from the Red Stick Ramblers and Feu Follet as well. What a great band, and they didn't win the Grammy. It's a really good album, Racine. It's real, it's the real thing, and the album that did win it was Terence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. I like the band. I'm not too keen on the new album Live Worldwide. It's okay. It's just it's a little bit over the top from time to time. But it's quite a fun reference in there to the Jackson 5, wasn't it? I Want You Back, that riff in Zydeco Boogaloo from the Grammy-winning album from Terence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. They're going to be at the Vancouver Children's Festival in May. Doing a whole bunch of shows called Creole for Kids. It's a really interesting program as well. So you might want to check that out. I'm trying to talk him into doing a gig in the evening for the Rogue or something as well. But no luck so far, but I'm working on it. Working on it. Let me start off with Winnipeg's Johnny Cajun from a festival sampler from Festival du Bois. Hey, hey, ooh-wee. All right, well, here's a name to conjure with. Cindy Cash Dollar. That's a real name as well. This woman's a really fine slide guitarist, and she cut her teeth in upstate New York playing with the band and stuff like that. Now she lives in Austin, Texas, and she teams up here with the really fine Cajun slide guitarist Sonny Landreth on a track here called Sliding Home, Cindy Cash Dollar from her album Slideshow. Follow that with some Australian music from Ash Grunwald and Cass Eager on CITR. The Edge on Folk.
Thank you. wave. Everybody wanna laugh, but I'm gonna cry. I think I'm gonna look stupid, baby. Can you tell me why? I say everyone has a right to an opinion, baby. Everyone has a right. Everyone has a right to an opinion, baby. Everyone has a right. Well, I know that you don't mean it, but you are. For his honesty, but can you tell me now? Say everyone has a right to an opinion, baby. Everyone has a right. Everyone has a right to an opinion, baby. Everyone has a right.
Alright, yeah,
Yeah, that is Cass Eager, and she's an Australian woman. Title track from her latest album, Beautiful Day, and she's touring Canada at the moment with another Australian, Ash Grunwald, who had a song in there called Opinion, really fine blues guitarist from Australia.